Hello, Proven Thoroughbred owners. This is Nick Ashburn with your pre-race report for Think About It, who can test the Everest this afternoon, the big one at Randwick. $20 million up for grabs. It's race 7 of the program. It's run under weight for age conditions at 4:15 p.m. Trackwalker information just come through in the last hour, suggesting forward of midfield some advantage. Lanes 2 to 6 is the sweet spot that we're being told. They expect the bulk of the winners to come through. That said, you can win from outside those lanes. There's no savage bias in play, just a small advantage forward of midfield using lanes 2 to 6 in the home straight. Let's take a look at the speed map for the Everest. Overpass is your leader and almost certainly leads unless he misses the start. And then it just depends on what happens with these horses out wide. I speak of Marzu, Hawaii 5-0 and Alcohol Free. Alcohol Free has led previously. She's a mare that hasn't shown her best form in Australia, but her ratings over in the UK and Europe are top notch. And if she finds them, then she can improve at a big, big price. But Hawaii 5-0, I suspect, being a horse that can get a bit further than 1200 metres, he'll want to keep the likes of Overpass, the nippier types, well in his sights so he can apply the blowtorch from about the 400 or 500 metre mark and turn it into a bit of a test. Outside of him is Marzu. We're not sure exactly what they'll do with him, but I suspect they could roll forward. So you've got those horses out wide. You've got Overpass down the bottom, drawn low. And then also poking through might be Cylinder. Traditionally three-year-olds in spring weight for age weight races, because they get that weight relief, they like to use it. A common theme amongst most ratings people is that you know, the faster the tempo, the more a horse has to carry the weight on its back. So the three-year-olds, you'll see it in the Cox Plate, they quite often like to roll forward and generate a bit of extra pace in the race, thus using their weight relief to their advantage. In terms of Think About It, he was awesome first up. He beat Hawaii 5-0 there. There wasn't much between them, but I suppose the thing we take out of it is the fact that he was first up from a spell and Hawaii 5-0 was having his second run. I will say this, he's a huge horse, Hawaii 5-0, so he's probably traditionally a half a run or a run behind most horses in their current preparation. Think About It, there's not much more I can add. He's unbeaten in three runs at Randwick. He's unbeaten in four runs at 1200 metres, including he's had a track and distance win. He's unbeaten in three runs second up from a spell. This is his hardest test to date, but he started at $1.85 against the likes of Hawaii 5-0 in the Group 2 Premier Stakes first up. The market, the big pros, told us that he was clearly the horse to beat in that race, and he got the job done. In terms of your main dangers, I think I Wish I Win's the horse that everyone has to beat. He has a clear problem that could potentially unfold for him, and that is barrier one and not being able to get a run. But if he gets a run, he's definitely the horse. His sectionals are blistering when he's on song. The last 6-4 and 200 metres he produced in the Lightning Stakes earlier this year were absolutely electrifying. And if he gets a clear crack at him in the home straight, he's going to be very, very hard to beat. I think our stablemate, Private Eye, judging by his first up win, he's obviously back to some sort of form, so he's right in the mix. And I think the forgotten horse around the $12 mark is In Secret. She's third up here today. She was the $3 favourite against Private Eye in the shorts, and now you're getting around $12 for her. Third up here today, third up in the autumn, she won the Newmarket Handicap, and third up last spring, she was second in the Golden Rose over 1400 metres, and she's definitely more effective at 1200. So the chances don't stop there. Cylinder's a chance, Blinker's first time, even Espiona probably is the forgotten horse. And speaking of forgotten horses, Shinzo, the Golden Slipper winner. He pulled up with an issue, he was lame in the Golden Rose, and if he can show his best, he's got to be in the mix as well. And the chances don't even stop there. Nonetheless, Think About It. He's 10 from 11, 8 from 8 with Sammy Clipperton in the saddle, and he's going to be very hard to beat. He's your Everest favourite. Good luck.